Hey everybody, this is Gloria, and we are live on Heart of the City SD. And I'm here with Pastor Jeffrey Taz Tanzilla.
It's a long title.
No, but you know what, you guys? I am so excited to have Pastor Jeffrey, Pastor Taz. I don't know what to call you. What do you get
I think
called?
More people know me as Taz, so yeah.
Okay, Pastor Taz?
Yeah, that's like, yeah. I like Taz. It's part of my last name, Taz. So
Taz.
My last name is Tanzella.
Tanzella.
And then we shortened it in football. It used to be Tanz, T-A-N-Z, and then it went down to Taz.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. We'll stick with Taz.
That's what I like.
All right, so guys, I'm so happy. I'm really, really. I was working to get up to this day and sharing it all out and things like that. So we see people are popping on. Hey, people are popping on. So now that we're here, I got some questions for Jeffrey Taz Tanzella.
Just Taz.
So Taz, now that you're here. Here's what I want to ask. Maybe it's not a question. Maybe it's just like a conversation. But I hear that you were a bit of a celebrity at one point. You were on a movie, an actual movie. Maybe a movie star even.
I wouldn't quite say movie star, but I had a character extra role in a movie, Blood In, Blood Out. In the 90s, I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's kind of random, but yeah, Blood In, Blood Out. So there's extras that just kind of walk by the background, but then character actors, you're extra throughout the whole movie.
Wow.
So yeah. And cool. I mean, we got paid good.
So you got paid good, but yeah. Tell us a little bit behind the scenes of that one, because how did you get to that movie? Because you were in... That was in jail or prison or somewhere. Give us a little bit of history.
All right, well, this is a wrap. Thank you for watching. Peace, deuces. No, that was random. That's my life. It's pretty random. I was working at a club, and I was into the tattoo scene. You know, like knew all the tattoo guys and two famous tattoo guys, Freddie Negrete and Gil Monty, very famous tattoo guys out of L.A.
Yeah.
We became friends, and they're like, "Hey, you want to be in this movie? We're doing all the tattoos on the actors." I'm like, "Frick!" They were drink a lot, so I'm like, "Oh, okay, yeah, guys, like, okay." And I was working at a club. It was actually a strip club back then, and I was making a lot of money, so I really didn't want to like. I mean, I was good right there, you know.
Yeah.
And so we went, and I was like, "All right." And this is some other crazy stuff, but long story short, I told them, "Hey, I need the time off." And we spent like 2 or 3 months up in San Francisco in San Quentin. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool, yeah.
My goodness.
Kind
gracious.
Of cool.
My dad was in San Quentin.
Yeah. You know who was in there too? Danny Trejo?
Yeah, Danny Trejo, yeah.
So he was in the movie, but he was actually in San Quentin back in the day too, he told me.
Wow.
Because we all stayed at the same hotel, you know.
No way.
Yeah, it was cool, yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah. These are BC days, by the way. These are before I was a Christian. So
before you were a Christian.
Persecuted for this tomorrow.
So we're in San Diego right now, but you were not always living here in San Diego.
No, I'm like an all over guy. I lived in Maine. I lived in Reno. I lived in L.A. I was born in Cyprus, the island of Cyprus. My dad was in the military.
Oh, that's cool, really?
Yeah, yeah. So I could be, when you're born over there overseas, you have like a dual citizen thing. Like half my birth certificate is like pyramids and weird writing. And mm-hmm. then, so it was on a U.S. base, I guess.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what I'd call myself. Cypriot, I guess we'd be.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I'm interesting. Just got to look at me like, hello.
So tell us a little bit more about you. Like, tell me, like, you know, give us a little bit of the insight behind, before the, what do you, what
so
did
the
you
BC
call it?
Days?
The BC days.
Yeah, so the, yeah, please, from, this is BC days. So, yeah, I mean, you know, like, I grew up in a good family, middle class family, like, mom and dad worked. So I got two older brothers, mm-hmm. me, then a younger brother. We all played sports. And I think if I didn't play sports, because when you move, it's tragic for a kid, you know, like it's hard. Mm. And so when I go to a new city or something, like say I moved to San Diego, I was traumatized. I moved from Maine to San Diego. I'm like, what am I in Hawaii? Maine is like icebergs compared to here. Mm-hmm. And it's a small town. It feels like a small town. So everybody kind of knows each other, mm-hmm. even though it's freezing every day. And so when you get here, like you automatically have football friends. And if you're good, you got more friends, you know?
Right.
So, you know, and that made it a lot easier. So before school started, I have all the football camaraderie. You know, if I didn't have sports, man, I would be dead or in prison. Honestly, I mean,
you know what, I hear that a lot, like sports, that is so good for young kids growing up and stuff like that. It really keeps some kids out of trouble.
Yeah, sports, weightlifting, anything. Mm-hmm. See, what I do now, like I just with people, you can't change who they are. Mm-hmm. You can change behavior. Mm-hmm. So you just redirect it. Mm-hmm. So somebody's really driven, like for real, mm-hmm. okay, work out or work for God or like do that at your job or be the best dad, you know, just they're super violent, angry guy, we can redirect it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
So you shared a little bit about, you gave us a little bit of background on your movie stardom. I call it movie stardom.
You call it movie stardom. I call it a character extra role. No. But if you want to be my agent, let's do it.
No, but, I was around the Rock Church, and I didn't even know who you were. But everybody was like, Taz and Taz, you know, and Taz this. Taz is going to give his testimony. You know, you got to come because Taz is going to be up on stage.
I think it's the paint job. Because my testimony is like everybody else's. Jacked up, God saved me, now I'm trying to live the right life, you know. Like, yeah. But I mean, if you look at the paint, you know, like that's probably what, like, you know, it's more appeasing to the eye. You know,
right.
Like Frankenstein, we fixed him. And every time I would go like AA or those church, they'd all like swarm me. Oh, we want to fix that guy.
Oh, no.
You know? And I would get like creeped out. I'm like, oh, man, don't touch me. I'm not going to raise my hands. I'm not going to hug you. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's, you know.
Yeah.
Got to go easy on the weirdos.
I mean, you know, the Rock Church is a mega church.
Mega church.
I mean, it goes all the way from East County to North County to South, what, you know, all over the place. It's huge. Anywhere you go, people know the Rock Church in San Diego.
Yeah,
and so there's Taz, you know. I'm just this random person walking in, and people are like, "Yeah, look, Taz is giving his testimony." I'm like, "Who's Taz?"
It's probably what I thought too. Who's this guy?
So, and then it was maybe later on, and I'm like, they're like, "Oh, Taz has started the church." When, you know, people are flocking to Taz, there's.
Now you're making my head bigger. I gotta unsnap my hat. Hold on. Okay. I'm gonna do these interviews more often.
Did you hear Taz has started church, right? So we're like, okay. And then next thing you know, you're going live and somebody's like popping in and asking me. I knew Dan from somebody else, and
Big
Dan,
Big Dan,
and so he's like adding me to come and add myself to the foundation church that you guys have now.
Right.
And so I'm like, oh, okay, this is who Taz is, and this is Taz. I didn't get a chance to go to any of the testimonials that you did at Rock Church. For one, if there is a testimonial thing or a special event, it's huge, and it's like packed out in parking.
Yeah, we did a it was like me, two other guys and then a girl. We did like a gang, you know, like a kind of like, but different perspectives from different gangs.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen that on the
that
video.
That was a very like, I mean, well, we did all services, but it was packed, you know, and then the altar calls were humongous, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, I could tell my dumb story and it affects people like in a good way.
Well, it does. It really does. Yes.
But when you see, and then I did PST for 2 years at The Rock, you know, mm-hmm. And then you stand in front of the stage and people want to pray. And then your line is like down the hall, like the walkway. And you're like, mm-hmm. Well, I'm just me. Like, what do you want? What can I offer you?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, but you know, you got to stay humble, but it's, mm-hmm. And then now I get it, because like your stories to tell somebody, like what yes. you went through, what I went through.
Yes.
And God can turn any garbage to good, you know.
Yeah. And so it also puts a little bit of pressure on you to be, now you're responsible, because now everyone knows who you are, and now you just told everybody that you're a Christian. and God, now they want you to pray for them.
Yeah, God is a joker. Trust me, God has a sense of humor. If you don't think he does, he does. I got all this. I'm like, oh, I look crazy. Yeah. And you know, and now God said, no, now you're a Christian. You're mine. Yeah. And everybody can identify you, like you said. So yeah. I can't hide. I can't like slither into like the yeah. weird places and like, hey, Chaz, what are you doing? You know, like, and so I think that's God's way of protecting me. Like, you know, like,
I would agree.
I think normal people can slither, like,
exactly.
Put your little hat on.
Yeah.